Hello, and welcome to whatever day this is, or whatever episode this is, I have no idea. Let's see, it's, not, Thanksgiving week anymore, so I have to change the banner. So I'm gonna say I already picked a random word out of the dictionary, and the word that came up was the word carrot, as in the, a plant widely cultivated for its edible taproot. Two, its fleshy orange root eaten as a vegetable. Or three, a reward or inducement. A reward or inducement? I don't think I've ever heard it as that. A reward or inducement? Boy, I hope when I get to heaven I get my just carrot. That's stupid. And so I guess I should just take this moment to say that I don't really like carrots. Unless they're in like a pot roast or something. Or you know, if they're cut up and put into a stew, you know, a meat stew. That then is it. But just a plain carrot, that's disgusting. Or a cold carrot. Ugh, gross. Who wants to eat that? And I guess carrots, you know, since it's almost Christmas, what, like 15 days? They are kind of Christmassy because the, noses of snowmen are carrots. So what other vegetable do you put on a snowman? None. It's just carrots, so. Yeah, that's it. Just carrot. I suppose you could use other vegetables, though. Like potato eyes. Or potato head. Even better. Although that might look kind of weird, because then you would have to stick the carrot into the potato. And also put coal on the potato. But it would still probably taste good. Because then the entire snowman would be edible. Well, I guess snowmen are edible anyway. Especially if they're already melted, then they're drinkable, except for the carrot part, which you would have to put in a blender, and the coal part, and the pipe part, which you would also have to put in a blender, and that would probably make you sick and you would die. Anyway, what am I talking about? What did I blog about on the blog post? Oh yeah, so the C programming test I had to take for a job that I wanted, sort of wanted. Well, yeah, I guess I wanted it, right? Because don't wanna not have any money. Well, actually, I don't really care about money. I just want to not have to work. But the only way to not have to work is to make enough money so that you don't have to work. But the only way to make money is to work. So it's kind of, you know, it's like, what can you do? Anyway, so I took the C test and I failed pretty much. Well, I didn't really. I failed because I gave up. So I guess that counts as failing. Although I'm not sure. Maybe I did fail because I think I went over the time limit. I don't know if I don't know how the time limit worked. I don't know if they will accept tests back like 50 hours later. But I'm not. I give up. So I don't really care. But I think the limit, it said when you took the test that they want you to complete it within 3 to 4 hours, and then 5 at the most. So I'm guessing they wouldn't do anything after 5 hours. But anyway, so I took that C test, and basically what it was, you just have to write two functions in the language of C. Two functions, and they were kind of tricky, but they weren't too hard to figure out algorithmically. Like, you could come up, I could definitely come up with the algorithms for how to solve them both. But the first one took me about 4 hours to program, and then I finished it, and it worked fine, and I was happy and proud of myself. But then the second one, you know, I'd already taken 4 hours, so I only had really an hour left. So I worked on it for an hour, and then I gave up. I got the algorithm down, but the trouble I had with them was that was the C syntax, or more specifically how you deal with the data type of char in C, which is a character. you know, an ASCII character, in C. And I've been using, like, Java for the past few years because that's the, language that we used in college for all our college classes and stuff. And that makes dealing with, you know, you could still use chars in Java, but usually you're using strings if you're using strings at all. If you're using text at all, you're probably using strings, and Java makes it really, really easy to use. I mean, really, really easy to deal with strings and stuff, which is, I guess, why they're using them in college classes. The trouble with them using it in college classes, though, is if you want to go out afterwards and apply to be a game programmer, you know, Java, it's just not widely used in the game programming area, which is too bad, because now I'm so used to using it, and I have to get back into the mode of using C and C++ for probably not just game programming jobs, but probably a lot of jobs. So that stinks. So I was, you know, that's what kind of slowed me down a lot, and what I blame for my demise, for my downfall, is that I don't remember how to deal with all the chars. And I, you know, again, I'm sure I could figure it out after some more hours of working on it and familiarizing myself again with the syntax and stuff. Not worth it, especially for that company. If there are a few other companies that if it was for, I might try harder and then hope a little more, but I just gave up for that one. Anyway, so yeah, I failed completely. But since I'm also simultaneously a genius at the same time, I'm writing a waltz, and I'll give you a little excerpt of the waltz right here. I'll just edit it in. So here's a little segment from the waltz I'm writing. Isn't that a great, great melody there? That's a beautiful melody. What a beautiful waltz it's going to be. Anyway, I'm hoping to put that waltz, when I finish it, put it in my album, my music album, which will come out sometime in 2009, I'm not sure which, but the album will hopefully consist of entirely new music. And then I have another piece that's like over 10 minutes long that I'm working on that's going to be part of the album too. So it'll be entirely new music that won't be available for free download on the website, because that would kind of defeat the purpose, I think. If you're selling an album of music you can get for free, I would feel kind of cheated if I bought that sort of album. So it'll be music. I might upload it to YouTube so that people can, you know, sort of as kind of like free advertising, because then they can't download it off of YouTube. Well, they could, but shame on them for doing such a thing. But you know, that'll hopefully entice people to buy the album without being able to easily permanently download it. You know, you kind of have to go out of your way if you want to download stuff from YouTube, and the quality wouldn't be as good anyway. You know, the quality of an album, the music from an album would be the top of the line quality that you could get. So that's what I hope to do with the waltz. And lastly, but not leastly, I joined a website, TwitPic, which is for Twitter. It's basically Twitter with pictures. And so I've been uploading a few pictures to that since I've got a camera, but I don't really go anywhere. I don't even go to school anymore. I just go to work, and I'm not going to take pictures at work. I guess I could, but I don't think many people would like that. Or I could go, I could take pictures at the store, I guess, but then I might get kicked out. Or I could just take pictures on the streets, I guess. But anyway, I don't really travel or anything. And I haven't really... I guess you kind of have to travel if you want to be into photography, don't you? Or you have to be at least around nature or something. I don't know, I guess there might be some people that are really into photographing their home. But they're boring people. Anyway, so that's I upload some pictures to that. And so there's a link to that down in the blog post. TwitPic. So that has pictures I take of just boring stuff of whatever I'm doing, like a pizza that I'm going to eat, or some popcorn that I'm going to eat, or something I get in the mail, or maybe I'll, you know, take pictures of all the great stuff we get for Christmas, because it's going to be a wonderful Christmas, you know, just because the economy is so, supposedly it's so bad, we're just going to negate that theory by spending thousands of dollars on a good Christmas a good Christmas for ourselves. I'm not really going to spend any money though. Shh, don't tell anyone. Actually, I already spent some money. I got some really cool birthday presents. Not birthday presents, Christmas presents. Well, I got one really cool Christmas present that I hope I get to play with. Okay, that's enough for this podcast. Bye.